ready? One of the most frequently asked questions that we get here at Eat It and Like It is, why is it that I never say anything negative about a restaurant? Well, if you rewind the tape and go back 15, 14 or so years to the beginning of all of this and a midweek, or maybe it was a Saturday morning, I don't know, on Bay Street at B. Matthews, my former business partner, Sine Crystal, and I sat down and hashed out this idea she had for a food blog here in Savannah. Well, a couple of things came out of that original meeting. Number one, it would be not exclusively to Savannah. We wanted the ability to expand around the Low Country and the South. That was right at the beginning, which was why it wasn't called Savannah Food or whatever. It was called something generic that could grow. And number two, my opinion would never be for sale. I was a journalist, if you don't know, for many, many years before I started writing about food, and for all the beatdowns that the media takes over the last whatever number of years, my journalism has been all about integrity, and everybody that I've ever worked with, 99.8% of the people I worked with over a very long TV news career has always been about integrity. No one would ever take money to say something. No one would ever mislead. So for that reason, I made it very clear that first day to Sine that my opinion would never be for sale. If someone wanted to give me a ton of money to say something about their burger, you know, I wasn't going to say it unless I thought it was true. And it happened. It has happened a couple of times where I've been offered a lot of money for a great review of something that I didn't think was worthy of a great review. And so I've put it off to the side. So where does that leave us with saying anything negative? We decided also that day that Savannah, being at the time especially the small town that it was, that there was enough good food to talk about, that we did not feel the need to bog ourselves down with negativity. There are 10 million opinions on food on the internet. There were back then. There were apps back then that don't even exist anymore. Urban Spoon and Food Spotting. There were so many options for opinions back then that we thought, well, you know, I'm just going to talk about what I like and not waste my time on things that I don't like, because at the end of the day, that would bring you more value. That was a big reason. Another big reason why we decided to focus on the good in food is the fact that, I'm going to be very honest here, there's a lot of food, not just here in Savannah, Bluffton, Hilton Head, and wherever I go, there's a lot of really popular food that I just don't like. Okay, I see lines sometimes for places to eat at places that I just don't like. Well, who am I to tell you that you shouldn't like that? The era of the all-knowing, you know, big city newspaper food reviewer that comes down from his throne to bless a certain meal or say that's bad or whatever. Well, what if the guy from, you know, enter name a big city newspaper comes down and says, I don't like that place? Okay, well, guess what? I do. And so with that in mind, back then, there was just this, I don't feel the need to tell you what you should and shouldn't like. If you like it, knock yourself out. That's the, you know, and all I've ever said for 14 or 15 years now, for a long, long time, is that I'm an expert in one thing, my opinion. And so when I've shared it, I've been incredibly fortunate that for a decade and a half now, most people have agreed with my opinion. Not everyone does. And I hear the snark from people. Oh, he thinks that place is great and it's terrible. He thinks that place is great and it's terrible. Well, you're allowed to disagree. It's another reason why I've become disenchanted with the word best, hands down, the phrase best, hand down. I see it on social media. I see people saying, this restaurant in Savannah's best, hands down. No, it's your favorite. Your hands down? Cool. I tell you, yeah, this is Savannah's best restaurant, or Brochus might be Savannah's best casual-ish eats here in Savannah. You know, I say things like that all the time, but all I'm telling you is what I think is true. If you disagree, you know, it might not be the last time that we disagree on something like food. And I've never thought that my opinion of something that I've eaten is the ultimate authority on you know, the burger at Collins Quarter or the pizza at wherever. I just tell you, hey, that was really good. That for me is some of the best in town. And if you disagree, good for you. If you agree, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let's keep it moving. That's kind of how I've always operated. I had one lady, quick aside, years ago, corner me at a cocktail party. She, older lady, she got really upset with me. And she was, well, you should tell people what you don't like so that we don't waste our money. Well, what if you do like it? What if you go to a place that I didn't talk about and you did like it? I told her that. She didn't really have an answer for me. And I said, that's why there's no point. All of that said, I also wanted to do it out of respect to hardworking people. That's a fact. I don't know anybody who owns a restaurant, not a single one, who wakes up every morning and says, I cannot wait to get into the restaurant so I can screw up the entire day and have my orders and just make everybody's day miserable. People who open restaurants don't do it for the money. They do it for the passion. They work unbelievably hard and they want to do well. And if they fall short, well, then it doesn't matter what Jesse Blanco, Eat It and Like It says, the market's going to tell them so. There have been places that I love that have failed because the market told them, yeah, he may like it, but we don't like it. It's too expensive. Okay. There are things like that all the time. I do it out of respect. Would I wish that they succeed? I wish everybody made $10 million a year. Sometimes you don't, but out of respect to the people who are really trying really hard to make it work, their livelihood and the whole thing, there's no need for me to come along and torpedo them because I do believe in this region, my opinion carries some weight. And if I say something negative and you were maybe thinking something negative, well, then you're just going to go in on that. And so I keep it to myself. Going back to, like I said, there's a lot of food out there that you like to eat that I won't touch with a 39 and a half foot pole. I don't like it. But who am I to tell you? You shouldn't like it. I'm no one to tell you that. I'm just a guy that likes to eat and has been doing so for a decade and a half, thanks in large part to your support. So those are the reasons why you never hear me. And I'm making a whole scene out of this because you go onto social media these days and it seems like all you see is people saying, this is the best Mexican I've ever had. This is the best burger I've ever had. Oh my goodness, this is the best espresso martini I've ever had. That's ponderous. That gets really, really old. Trust me, I see it too, but you'll never hear me waxing on like that. And you know, the world has become what it's become, and there's a lot of people out there on social media doing good things, but the noise about the best ever and the best ever and the best ever wears me out, and I know it does you as well. So I wanted to take a few minutes to explain all of that so that you at the very least understand where we are coming from here at Eat It and Like It. We just want to tell you what we think is great. And for a while now, you have agreed with us. And for that, we are ever thankful. You always